start with that one and do Harry Potter second.
Because they're kind of related.
Yes.
Let's see.
If it makes you happy,
here she is.
It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
If it makes you happy,
a little Sheryl Crow in
then
the
why
morning.
Why the hell are you so sad? I'm in the car with my mom. We're rocking out. We got Sheryl Crow playing. We're wet. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. Sorry. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And if you like that song, you'll love the Screaming Females cover of it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just be Drive Time Radio, guys.
Hey.
And joining us today, comedian, friend of the show, from the You Both Suck podcast, it's Kunal Arora.
Hello. Ooh. Hello. Thank you. I love that song so much.
You love that song. You love Sheryl Crow.
Are you, every Sunday, I play a playlist.
Oh, my God. I know this about you. I love this about you.
I have a playlist called Lilith Fair Sundays.
Oh, my God.
It's Fiona Apple.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it going.
Sheryl Crow.
Keep it going, sister.
It's, fuck, what was the other one we talked
Tracy
about?
It's Tracy Chapman.
It is lesbian Sabra. Yeah.
It's Katie Lang.
Oh, Katie Lang. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And we brushed over Alanis Morissette, but my God.
Let's take a moment to introduce the lesbian producer we have in the,
Hi,
in the studio. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, guys.
Hello,
how
Ronnie.
We doing?
Kunal will send you his podcast.
His playlist.
The playlist link.
Woo, it sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes every Sunday the best Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A woman just wailing about the state of the world.
I love that on Sundays you do that. You sew.
Yeah.
You make your own hand sanitizer. You add lavender to it.
I'm just like four steps away from running an Etsy shop.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's all it is.
Full blown lesbian Sunday.
Kunal's Corner.
I'll tell you right now, I looked at a Subaru the other day and I got excited. It's like, this could be for me.
Time to go to Vermont.
Yeah.
It's time.
Oh, man, if that club would just let me perform there, the jerks.
I know, right? I'm actually sent a few emails and I haven't heard back. Hey.
What are you going to do?
Vermont Comedy Club. Hit us all up.
We're here, we're queer, and we're ready to sing Fiona Apple on your stage.
Oh, love it so much.
Oh my God, I love Fiona Apple. We were talking about the other day how she's beautiful, but she's the kind of beautiful where if you came home to your apartment and turned the lights on and she was in there, you'd kill her with a hammer.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
The big eyes, the skinny.
Yeah. No way I could not think she's a ghost.
Yeah.
Four times
she's
at least.
She's so scary if she's in your apartment in the middle of the night.
100%.
If she's in the corner, too.
Oh my God, you miss her at
first? Oh my God, yeah.
And then you go, what was it? Oh my God.
Yeah. And then she scampers.
Yeah. You know, she makes this sound when she walks.
And she's just whispering her lyrics. And I'm feeling like a creep. Absolutely.
Oh my God. There's nothing like walking down the street in New York City in a fur coat listening to Criminal by Fiona Apple.
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah. That'll make you feel amazing. Mm-hmm.
Who else would you freak out if you saw them in your apartment?
It's anybody that has that like skinny, tiny Killian Murphy.
Oh.
Killing him with a hammer.
Yeah. Kate Moss, 90s.
Ooh. Dead. Yeah, dead
absolutely.
With a hammer.
100%.
You're dead.
All hot people.
Timothy Chalamet, absolutely.
Timothy Chalamet is
he's gone.
So dead.
You're
100%.
Right. If they're like twinky and hot, they look like little spider ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, you got to get out of
here. They
look
like the soul of a bigger person.
Right. Killian Murphy under your bed, he pops out.
Yeah. His stupid little eyes.
Right.
Get out of here.
And he does do, he's on that app that they tell you bedtime stories.
No.
Oh, is he?
He is. My girlfriend loves it. She's like, oh, he loves me to sleep. And I was like, I don't like
and
this.
And you're fine with that?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she'll have me tell her a story and she goes, that other story knocked me out. And I feel offended.
Your girlfriend has you tell her stories?
Yeah, I just make
that's
them up.
That's really sweet.
Wow,
you make up stories?
Self-actualized man we've
I'm
ever
trying.
Had on
that's really nice.
I'm trying.
You know what these people look like? You know the Scream painting by
Lynch?
They all look like that.
They're giving Scream.
Is it because they're so close to death that that's why they look
no,
like
they're just,
corpses?
They're just as thin as a person can be.
Yeah.
They've
just
committed their lives to being thin.
I want to get that way, I think.
Oh, me too, baby.
I think I want to do it. I want to look
gaunt. Let's all get buccal fat removal and be scary little spiders.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that you're experimenting now is the female experience. So you wanting to be so thin is concerning is also a
that's
cornerstone.
Also
I'm
of
trying to get back to heroin chic.
Oh,
heroin chic. God. Oh my God, the Olsen twins. Imagine yes. both of them in your apartment.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That is terror.
That's the scariest thing yeah. I've ever. 100%. Their long hair.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're always wearing ghostly apparel yeah. anyway. Yeah. So yeah. with those white sheets, and they look ridiculous.
They look insane.
Something yeah. happened to them.
Yeah.
Something very, yeah. something
you can't
very
grow
bad.
Up in it's called show Hollywood. Business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
yeah,
happened to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. write into us for your scariest person in your apartment.
Who would you kill with a hammer if Wait, you turned your
can,
lights
can
on?
Can I say the one that I no, told you?
No. No, it's so fucked up.
It's not fucked up. Okay.
It is fucked up.
It is fucked up. But do you guys remember the Afghani girl with the green eyes?
That photo?
Yes, from the magazine.
The
yes.
scariest.
Yes. Again, beautiful. Yeah. But gorgeous. If you turn the lights on in your apartment and she's yeah. in there,
oh my God.
You're killing glowing, her. You're
it's
killing
glowing
her
in the dark.
Violently.
Those eyes glow in the dark.
Yes. Ronnie, do you know about the Afghani girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yes.
my God.
Yeah.
She is.
The violent nature with which I'd kill any of these people.
100%. Now I know what it's like to be like a woman sleeping at night.
Yes, yeah. dude.
Because my girl, I'll come into the bedroom.
Does she go,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right
a
now.
Big gasp to wake up lady. Yeah.
I hate it so much. I understand.
Yeah.
I shut the hell
no,
up.
No, it does bug me when other people do it. I right. go, what yeah. do we do? What is the dramatics? But yeah. I do it every time.
Yeah, yeah, but she does that and I go, you know it's me.
It doesn't matter.
But
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know yeah. it's you.
But it doesn't matter.
It's sleeping.
It's an right. override.
Of course.
Yeah.
I get it. But I feel it doesn't matter how good of a night of shows I can have. I spend every night coming home feeling like a rapist.
Oh, no.
And that is the worst part.
That's
it's like,
the worst
oh.
part. Yeah. And you know what the worst thing about that is? Is there's comedians who are rapists who go home feeling fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. Of course they do.
They're out here actually raping.
I know. And then they go home and they go, what a day.
Yeah.
Oh, huh? My God.
I should be out raping more.
The fun yeah. I had.
God, yeah. it's still early. I totally could have raped tonight.
That's what happened to the Olsen twins.
Right, yeah,
that's why they're
a
so
business
scared.
We want in so badly.
I know. I'm like, can you imagine how traumatizing? I'll do anything.
Yeah, I'll right. do anything. Rape me.
Yeah. It's fine. It already
it's
happened.
Fine. Right. We'll add another one to the board.
For a special?
For, I mean, for whatever.
Whatever.
For a commercial.
Yeah.
For a set.
I texted Andrea something insane the other day. I was watching the Oscars. Mm. And I go, I could win one of these. I go, I'm watching this, and these are just regular people.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think that's...
I could
think
win
that's,
one of these.
I literally said that to a friend the other day.
But you know what happened after? I was So that happened. And then a Cascade, the dish soap commercial came on.
Yeah.
And the woman in that was so beautiful. I go, who do I think I am? I can win an Oscar. I can't even get a Cascade commercial.
Yeah.
This is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and she's selling dishwasher detergent.
Yeah. I can't believe they won't pay me to wash dishes.
I know.
Yeah, you can date rape me for a commercial agent, something like that. That's
yeah,
fine.
Whatever.
That's fine.
Those commercials, I mean, if you get a good one.
You get a good one, you're set.
Affleck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I can be Jake from State Farm.
Yeah.
I'll take a little rape to be Jake from State Farm.
You're kind of giving Jake from
State Farm. I know. Yeah. I know.
You definitely are giving Jake.
Give me the khakis.
Right.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
Who's Mayhem? Do you guys Mayhem from
the insurance commercial?
Yeah, he's like an actor, though.
I know.
He's a legit actor, yeah.
He's the only one who's really done the transfer where he's like...
Well, I think he was an actor first.
I think before.
Yeah.
And then the other dude from the Allstate, You're in Good Hands, the actor, the black guy.
Yeah.
He's also... He was an actor and then he did the commercials. I don't think you can jump from commercials to
TV.
No,
guy.
I mean the Verizon Can You Hear Me Now guy wrote a thing about how it ruined his life and it's like, relax.
Shut up.
You don't get to write an article from your mansion about how your life was ruined by
I don't
want to
hear about that. You know
I
mean?
Don't ever want to hear about that.
You're not
that.
Scared every time you go into your mansion, you freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Subway guy, his life was ruined by the commercial.
Jared Fogle?
Yeah. That was the worst thing that happened to that guy.
The last thing that man needed was money and attention.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have just been a pervert in private
his
whole life.
Nobody's going to have sex with a poor pervert.
Thank
and
you.
Fat.
And right.
They got him skinny, made him famous, and then they were like, he's a pedophile. And he was like, well, yeah.
Subway made him into a pedophile.
No, he was actually, it did.
It did,
because
he was...
Because the girl that he was preying on worked at Subway.
Really?
See what I mean? It all comes together.
Yeah. Full circle.
I think he was born a pedophile. I'm going to be honest. I don't think...
I don't like giving pedophiles the bread.
Yeah.
Whatever's in that bread.
The bread?
Yeah.
That they can't legally call bread?
Right.
Yeah. Some pedophile growth hormone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't like giving pedophiles the born this way treatment.
Really?
I don't like being like, oh man, we're all born a little quirky and queer, even these guys. And it's like, no, that's a sick fuck. That is a sick fuck that lives outside of the rules of society and should be punished for it.
I don't agree.
Something happened early on that caused them to be this way.
Yes.
It's not, I don't think that there's a gene. Is there a pedophile gene? I'm asking in earnest.
I don't know.
I don't think there is.
Do we know, Ronnie, is there a pedophile gene?
I don't think there is, but I can do a quick googs on that. Yeah.
I think maybe it's one of those things where like some people are an alcoholic because it's genetics and some people are an alcoholic because they were raised with alcoholics.
Yeah.
I think it could be either one.
Well, that's the most PC answer we're going to give here.
Yeah.
I think that's the most applicable one.
I just think even if you were born that way, you're still a fucking pedophile asshole and you should be shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree.
You think they can be rehabilitated?
I think it would take a lot of money and effort to find a way to rehabilitate them. But I do think if you are born that way and you do not like... I think that is an insane burden. That is the worst hand to...
Yeah, one
of the worst
hands
to be dealt. Yeah,
but it's also an insane burden to be molested.
Totally. Yeah. But say you're born that way and you never act on it, goddamn hero.
No, I disagree. Because we all have impulses that we don't act on.
That's true,
that's
too.
Like, that's like when I tell you that a boy did something nice to me and you're like, that's what most people should do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We all don't push someone into the subway even though we think about it.
All the time.
Yeah.
I think about jumping my way into the subway every time.
Yeah.
I go, man, you know, I look at these people like annoyed for the commute and I go, what if I made this worse?
Yeah. I want to hit someone every day.
Me too. Yeah. But that's an impulse that ruins your fucking... I guess pushing someone to the subway ruins your fucking life. But you don't...
The murder impulse?
Yeah, but you don't jack off to the murder impulse.
Some people do.
Yeah,
by the way, guys, there is a pedophile gene.
Thank you!
I still don't think that makes it okay.
I feel like we should have put money on this. We're just paying.
All right. But does it say anything more about, like, how it's passed down or anything like that?
Who wrote the article? Jared Fogle?
Is it from the father or the mother?
Yeah.
It's just
it's the
like Judaism. It's passed
through
the mother.
Of medicine.
Yeah.
It's
and what
one
do they
one.
Know?
It's quite the journal article, so.
Yeah.
She's on Subway.com reading this.
You might want to wipe that hard drive.
She's reading this on EatFresh.com.
It's just a pedophile in a van with a laptop. Like, there's also a gene, and this isn't my fault.
Yeah.
Please come to this van so I can tell you more.
Yeah.
Do we kill pedophiles?
I think we should castrate them.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Chemically.
I think sometimes that might be on the table.
The killing?
No, the castration.
I think the castration.
I don't think the killing is on the table. I can't.
The killing is crazy. Because once we introduce the killing, it's like, are we killing every rapist?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Are we killing every murderer? Maybe. I don't know. Some of it was self-defense.
Once you create the door, you're going to walk through it.
Now we're killing everyone who stole something.
Right.
Now we're killing every drug addict. It's messy.
Yeah.
But the castrating.
That's not
I think the castrating should be required. I think you go... I don't want
to. But then you're asking these people to self-report, and they won't.
No, yeah.
Right. Then that's
it's a slippery slope. We're not going to solve it in weird hats.
Yeah. I know. If we can't solve it here, can anyone solve it?
A pedophile who's not fucking kids is probably still jerking off to CP, and that is not a victimless crime.
I agree.
That's true.
So they're still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm living in this world where there's like an honorable pedophile who like becomes
a
monk.
Yeah, I don't know
because I feel so terrible. That if you have the pedophile gene, you're born that way, you'll never have love, you'll never have a normal relationship with sex.
And you feel bad for that person?
What if you can find, like...
I do feel bad
for
that.
So do I.
It's
I get
it. Horrible
what
life.
What if you can find one of those people with, like, a pituitary gland issue?
A pedophile with a pituitary?
No, there's like people, there's like a TLC show about a girl who's gonna look 10 for the rest of her life.
Mm.
That's the ideal.
She's 26.
Yeah.
I don't even like, if I find out friends of mine are into women that look young, I don't like that either.
Yeah, that's icky and weird.
I want to see some wrinkles.
Yeah.
I like a few wrinkles here and there.
Yeah, freckly titty situation.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
See life has hit him in the face with a shovel.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a
that's
bit.
Fine. Not too much. Yeah, let's not be too old.
No. But I want to see a little wear and tear.
Yeah.
I want to know you're certified pre-owned.
I want to see the Kelly Blue Book on this.
And I know you've taken some bumps and what happened, your lumps by society, but it's okay. I don't care.
But the story.
You're going to
hang. The stories that woman has.
I want to open that glove box and I want to see a couple things in there.
That's fun.
A few napkins wrinkled up.
Right.
A little bit of trash. Well, speaking of this, this actually pivots nicely to... people who haven't, these, you like a person who's been through a little shit, mm-hmm. as yeah. everyone in this table does. Let's talk about people who haven't been through a goddamn yeah. thing.
We were talking off mic about when you meet someone who's an adult
yeah.
with all their alive grandparents,
uh-huh.
both alive parents.
Disgusting.
Sometimes yeah. more than two alive parents. Some Insane. People, like, their parents got divorced. Now they have four alive parents and four alive grandparents. They have like a joy in their eyes that I want to snuff out.
Spring in their step.
I only had one grandmother, and she stunk.
I had one grandfather. Really?
Yeah, and she used to. I met her like a handful of times, and she ended up. She would cheat me out of money. Like she
oh
was,
my god!
She was a menace. Truly,
honestly, kind of cool.
Yeah.
That
she was cool. I mean, I respect the hustle.
Yeah,
but I mean, when you're conning children, there's also a limit.
I almost don't respect. At least con an adult.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
that's barely hustle.
Right.
It's almost, you could say it's like taking candy from a
that's
baby.
That's what I'd say.
It's like fucking a child.
Yeah. She like, was yeah, like,
your grandmother was a pedophile.
I had a grandfather who died of TB.
Really?
Whoa. You know how crazy it is to die from an old-timey disease?
Your jaw locks up.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I know everything
just
about
coughing
this.
Coughing into a napkin, right. blood on it, like you're in a Western.
I dated a girl who survived TB.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're haunted by TB.
What gypsy cursed you and your lineage, dude? No, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, TB is, I mean, to die of TB is nuts.
How do you actually
die? By the way, I'm
die?
The kind of crazy where I've had a cough for the last week, and now I'm like, I have TB.
Yeah. Don't worry.
It's TB.
Don't worry. If you
I'm going to die of TB.
If you have a vaccination within 10 years, you're good. Don't worry. I know the stats.
I like how
don't
you
know if
have
I have all my shots.
I don't know if I have all my shots either.
Guys.
I'm a real rescue dog.
Get your fucking
I'm
shots.
I'm likely to get rickets. I firmly believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm flirting with scurvy.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I had OJ, to be honest.
I actually, last week, because I was sick, I was pounding OJ.
I'm trying to pull up a photo of my grandfather, which there's, so I had three grandparents who stunk and one who was like the fucking man.
All alive when you were born?
No, the one who stunk the most died when I was like too young to really know what was going on. Yeah. Yeah.
Unfair.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one who stunk, she was fine. She was kind of a hard ass. She lived till like 99 and one of them got taken out by dementia and the other one cancer. But they all, the coolest one lived the longest and he was a goddamn gift. But the rest of them, stinkers.
Yeah. I can't stand when we give an excuse to these people because of their old ways.
From a different time.
A different time, different
I'm
eras.
I'm so over that.
Yeah.
The entire idea behind it where it's just like, well, you know, these people were tougher. And I go, they're not tougher.
They're not tougher.
They're not tougher at all. They died at 50.
Yeah.
Enough. Also, we live longer, talk it out further. We go harder in terms of having these conversations. You're not impressing me, grandma.
I love
Ooh,
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Too. Also,
Get
I think...
Em.
A lot
I can't
of people,
stand their bullshit, truly.
A lot of people, like, infantilize old people.
Yes.
And to go, like, well, they're from a different time. It's like, so they forgot how to read and learn?
Yeah. You
You're
never
telling
adapted?
Me that this person can't read and learn? You're telling me that this person can't listen to a podcast?
Every person I've heard say, oh, well, they fought Nazis. We're still at war.
Yeah.
We keep fighting.
They're still Nazis.
Yeah.
That might be valid if there was no more Nazis.
You didn't finish the job.
You did a bad job.
We've been fighting since NAM.
Yeah.
Like, truly, we keep going back to Iraq. Don't tell me that because they were fighting World War II, our entire youth has just been at war.
Yeah.
We're not, they're not impressing me. Grandma, your stupid $12 check, go right to hell. Never increase with inflation. Okay?
Oh, what a
bitch.
Yeah. Spice up the checks, Grandma. I don't care if it's 70 rupees to a dollar.
$12 check is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
That's crazy.
My grandpa who sucked, I would visit him in the old folks home and there was literally another grandpa who was nicer and I became friends with the other grandpa and was way more bummed out. Byron, shout out to Byron. When Byron died, I was destroyed.
Absolutely.
When Don died, good. He hit his wife.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
But you got all your family members.
Those people should be buried open casket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like dirt to the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Each shovel. Every spurned family member gets in there and gets to do that.
Instead of a rose, you get to throw some dirt right on their face
Absolutely.
And go suck dig and die.
Yeah, you get to
rot
kick.
And piss, loser.
Everybody use it like a urinal.
Yeah, we all piss inside the grave.
Yeah,
Andrew's holding my hands while I squat over it.
I think so.
My grandpa was pretty nice, but he died, so
still,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
My one cool grandpa was a war veteran, so he's all fucked up from that, and he was a drunk, but he was a good hang, and he was not fucked. He wasn't like, he, one time he asked me if I was a lesbian just to make me feel welcome.
That's nice.
He was a cool guy. And that's it. That's the only one. Mm. Yeah. The rest of them, pure piss.
They're trash. Yeah. And if you've got all four, how dare you?
How dare you?
And
you should have to pay a tax.
If you equate...
You should have to pay a tax. Also, you shouldn't get to be an artist.
Yeah, that too. Absolutely
you
not.
You don't get to be an artist if you've never suffered loss.
Because
you don't get
you're going to get four probably life insurance policies coming your way.
Yeah.
I want nothing doing.
And also, who gives a fuck what you have to say?
No.
If your parents got divorced? That's your only thing?
Boo-hoo.
So did everybody's. Yeah. I mean, not mine, but my dad's dead, so whatever.
Still.
Also, if you equate a grandparent dying to a parent dying or a friend dying, shut your trap. Yeah. They were half dead when you met them.
Grandparents exist to teach you about death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The point of a grandparent is for a child to learn about
death. That is one of my closest friends, like, her friend died. Unfortunately, cancer. And then her like her partner brought up that like his grandma died. And, and she was like, that's what your grandparents are there for.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They die.
They cheap sitters.
Yeah.
And teach you about death if you don't have a dog.
They're, they're goldfish.
Dogs, goldfish, and grandparents are how you have either the heaven or the nothing conversation with your kid.
To quote Lana Del Rey, born to die.
Yeah.
Born
grandma
to die.
Ran away to a farm.
Yeah.
That's it.
My great grandmother was lobotomized and lived in the Bindaloo Bay. Yeah, and that was my introduction to mental illness. They're all lessons.
Yeah,
they go. She was a little
grandparents
kooky.
Are lessons.
Yes. Yeah, they're meant to be experimented upon.
Once I get old, put me out to pasture and use me to teach people.
Yeah, put me in a high school class. Yeah, in a science class.
And I'll tell them not to do comedy.
Yeah. That's
what kind of old?
Now cut me open.
What kind of old
now
person?
Now study my brain.
Yeah.
What kind of old person do you guys think you'll be?
We've talked about this. Yeah. I don't know if on the podcast or off. I know exactly what I'm going to be.
What are you going to do?
First of all, I'm going to have bright red hair.
Yep.
Beautiful.
That's easy.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's done. I'm going to have like
bleeding on the sides.
An outdated leather jacket.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing hack bullshit comedy in C rooms all over the country.
I want to be
smoking cigarettes, relapsing, being a real problem. And I'm going to go, you know, I was once on like whatever.
Yeah.
I was once in a storage unit commercial that ran on Instagram for 9 weeks.
Last comic
but
standing.
Nobody knows who I am. You know, I'm going to be one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be racist. Just fully.
Just
out there.
Fully racist.
I want to be what Clint Eastwood wanted to be in Gran Torino. That's me all day long.
Yeah.
I'm going to be saying the most heinous stuff to everybody.
You've earned that.
Yeah, 100%. And they're going to be like, wow, grandpa's really lost it. And I go, no, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then I pull down my pants and just pee on something.
And another thing, the Chinese. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be absolutely nuts in the woods.
Yeah.
100%.
You're going to be wearing a lot of flowy clothing.
100%.
And you're just going to be batty in the woods.
Oh, big bat. I'm going to be a
big bat. You won't
sit
on anything unless it's wicker.
Exactly, dude.
You're going to make a big soup that lasts 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And I'm going to be all alone.
Yeah. Oh, we're all going to be alone. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's another thing alive grandpa people don't know. Alive grandparent people, they don't know what it means to face the idea that you're going to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know what it's like to be a latchkey kid.
No.
No. Wow. They also, because they're alive grandparent people, all their grandparents will die surrounded by loved ones. And that's a bad lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody dies alone.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you have a home health aide who you kind of like.
Yeah. A really nice Jamaican lady.
Yeah. 100%. And you get to go, it was nice knowing you.
And then you leave her all the stuff out of spite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's also the kind of old person I'll be. I'm
100%.
Home health aide is getting everything.
Yeah.
Every last drop.
Absolutely. And also I want to leave a series of videos that come out every other year.
Dude, that's my dream.
Leaving digs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just scorched earth behind me.
Absolutely. Oh, the only person.
Mine's going to be a series titled End Another Thing.
Yeah. The only close personal relationship I want to have is with my lawyer, who's agreed to this.
What are you, my dad?
Yeah, it's just this behavior, and he encourages it. He goes, so every 5 years, another video, and I go, yes. And it's a system of their choices. And if they say this, then you give them that video. And if they say that, you show them this video.
It's a choose your own adventure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love
and
this.
Right now, it shoots in ladders. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no ladders. It's all shoots.
It's all trapdoors, baby. Yeah. Get in here.
I want to be every video game villain you've ever played in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm the Dr. Wily. I'm the Dr. Robotnik, except I don't have a medical degree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying awful shit to everybody.
I also already hate most of my family, and mm-hmm. I'm 35 years old. Like, me and my mom will be on the phone, and I'll just be like, and they're fucking snakes. And she's like, yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna, like, I'm already just full out being like, I hate yeah. you. I don't ever want to see you again. What am I gonna get softer? When yeah. old people get softer, I'm like, you're wasting this time.
Yeah. I also, the idea of going into the woods and dying like a dog appeals to me.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
I every time I get sick, I, like I want to be isolated.
It, I like yeah. not making it anyone else's problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of finding, maybe not the woods, maybe I'll find like, if I can feel it coming, maybe I'll get like a nice hotel room.
Right.
And write a note and tip the person who has to find me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just die in silence.
Yeah. Absolutely. I always think about whenever I get sick, I go, I just want to be left alone as much yeah. as possible and then just fade away somewhere.
Yeah. yeah. It's better. Wait.
I'll crawl into a closet and die.
No,
we
on
can
the
play
podcast.
How Would You Kill Yourself?
All right. Lizzie.
Fistful of Xanax, walk into the ocean in a beautiful gown.
Wow.
Ooh, that's so romantic.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you. I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Gun.
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 Yours yeah. is so much worse than
yeah. yeah.
Gun.
Yeah.
Gun public.
Ooh.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Right.
Yeah. You made me this world. Mm. Cool. Yeah.
I dated someone who wrote a suicide note once in their life that said, if you're reading this, it's your fault.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
I'm going to go fancy hotel, neck around, belt around the neck, oh. in the closet, covered.
Choke
in,
jerk style?
Yeah, choke jerk style, but also covered in those car fresheners.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah.
mystery.
So when you find me, I'm wearing a coat of those.
Yes.
So you don't smell bad.
I don't smell bad. And hopefully the, you know, I'm dealing with a laxed maid.
Yeah.
So they don't even bother opening the closet. But oh. then I'm wearing this coat of fresheners, but Dick's still out.
Yeah, Dick's got to be out.
Dick's out.
Dick's got to be out. It's, you're right.
Yeah. That's why I want to go into the ocean in a beautiful gown. So when people find me, they go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She was so beautiful.
The lady of the lake.
Right.
Yeah.
What a romantic yeah. thing.
But if it takes too long, then my corpse is all bloated. Oh, it's yeah. nightmare. Yeah. Hopefully they find me quick.
Yeah.
I'll go to a busy beach like Coney Island.
You could get pre fillers to keep the face snatched.
Yeah, I'll get filled with formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Maybe put in an Apple air tracker so they find you a little quick.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I like that. I can do that.
You gotta still be fuckable even in death.
Absolutely.
I mean, please.
Yeah.
I wanna be open casket.
I don't. You're crazy.
No, I want to be open casket.
You're crazy.
I want to be cremated, but everyone has to watch.
Yeah. Oh, absolute cremation. 100%. Yeah.
But everybody has to watch the fire take me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Open casket is so nasty.
I love attention.
I push the button with my dad's.
You push the button?
Yeah.
You push the
That's
button.
That's allowed?
Yeah, you're allowed to push the button.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Me
you
and my brother
be
both
push
pushed the button at once.
You shouldn't be allowed to push
right.
the button.
No, I think
Hold
you're allowed
on.
To be pushing
Hold
the
on.
Button.
What illegal funeral home? I do this.
It was Queens.
This
baby,
yeah,
St. Michael's lets you party.
Yeah,
pushing the button is nuts.
No, I think it should be totally allowed.
Yeah.
And by the way, do not make this part a clip. Yeah. We're recording this podcast on the day my father died.
Oh
what?
My god!
Right
oh my god!
That's why I chose the 12th because
you texted me and you were like, the 12th is perfect.
Yes. Yeah. And this is why.
I was like, what did I forget when Pearl Harbor was again? I didn't get it.
No. It was. I wanted to bring it to your attention at the right moment.
Wow. And this is.
And this is it. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Wow.
I think pushing the button totally allowed, should totally do that. We scattered the ashes in India. We had to go, me and my brother.
How big is the cremation machine? Is it like a room?
It's a, you know, it's like, you know, back in the day when they used to tell you how big computers
that's
were.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
How big that was.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big guy.
Like
it's
a
big
Zamboni.
Boy.
Yeah.
It's a couple Zambonis.
It's a football field.
And there's an old guy sitting on top of it.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
some which way.
Yeah. And he drives it.
How long does it take?
It takes, I mean, you push the button, but you can't watch the entire time.
Yeah.
Because it takes a while to
Is there
to
like
burn.
A ship's window, like a circle?
I mean, It depends on who you're going with and if they've got the luxury of that kind of glassware.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right,
but yeah, ours was just like a metal door that closed, and they're like, you want to push the button? We're like, yeah, are you kidding me? I think some people, you turn a key, and I think like me, I think
you
my-
You both have to turn a key.
You both turn it like it's a nuclear code.
Yeah,
and I go,
yeah.
This man was problematic. Yeah. Turn this key, baby.
That's a game show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, where every relative fights to turn the key.
Dude, oh
you You have to answer a series of riddles.
And it's like, if you get the most correct, you get the pleasure of turning the key.
You get the pleasure.
Oh, yeah. I have so many people that it would please me to turn the key.
We could also 100%. Make that a game show with the unplug.
Oh yeah, the unplug is another one.
Because they don't let you do the unplug. No. They do the unplug.
No. Yeah, they do the unplug, but you get to call it.
You do get to call it.
My brother got to call it, and I every time I think about that, and I go, big respect.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
Yeah. Dude, you're right.
Yeah, it's like he was only 26.
And he made the call?
He made the call.
Yeah.
Mom deferred it. To him.
Oh, also, not a like crazy mom.
Yeah. But he was
to go, you're a man now.
Yeah. He was in medical school. She goes, oh, you got it.
That makes sense then.
You got it, kid.
You gotta kill your father.
We did a vote.
I'm 22. I'm out here selling vacuums.
We did a vote in my family. 2-1 called it.
Who deferred?
My brother.
Yeah, younger?
Older, but spiritually emotionally younger. Yeah. Don't quit this part.
Sorry, that's fine.
But he, you know, he was still hanging on to the idea that things and
same with my dad. Same with the idea. It's like, listen, he could come back. Yeah.
And you know.
And my mom and I went, we're going to have to pull that thing.
Yeah. My brother's like, you better come here and say goodbye. I go, you didn't even ask for a vote.
Yeah, he already did it.
And I go, to be honest, based on where I was in my life, good call.
Yeah, great call.
Yeah. And I don't think about how much credit is owed, but credit is owed.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. To be 26 and go, we're good here.
It's done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
And it's a wrap. My dad called it himself.
Nicely done.
And that's metal as fuck.
Yeah.
That is metal.
That was one of the coolest things.
Oh, that's another way I'd like to die. If I could be like, pull it.
Yeah. Someone just does a ripcord.
Load me up with morphine and pull it.
I want the plug in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I can spit it out. So I can turn one which way and yank it out myself.
Yeah. That's cool.
You're paralyzed and you do it with a straw.
Yeah.
My dad did assisted suicide, which was the right thing to do.
Right.
But we did say goodbye on a Zoom call, which was fucking psychotic.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
But I was like, good. Just fucking get all the meds.
I want to choose my final pose.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I want to look like I'm in Pompeii.
Oh, yeah.
Just terrified of what's to come.
I want to look like a fainting Victorian.
I'm doing the
that's so beautiful. You have such lovely choices.
Thank you. I'm doing the scream, obviously.
Yes.
The scream is great.
Gotta do the scream.
I want to look like I tried to claw my way out of my coffin, like they buried me alive. That's scary.
Ooh. Biggest fear. That's a big one.
Nails against the coffin is such a beautiful look.
Make my fingertips bloody.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
Wow. Rest in peace, Kunal's father.
This podcast is
a dead dad's themed one.
Oh, it's a beautiful
love
one.
We love a dead dad. All sober, all dead dads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can have a club with cool jackets.
My sobriety is a little weird. I got to.
In that you're drunk right now.
No. My sober rule is this, is that I don't drink in America. Oh, hello.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a fun rule?
Yeah.
And when he told me that, I was like, what about Hawaii? And he goes, it's America.
Wow, yeah. That's All 50 states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you go to France,
have a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
That actually is beautiful.
Just came back from Mexico City, and I was living it up. And also, cigarettes are now part of the rule, too.
Oh, love. Yeah. Love that.
Cigarettes in other countries taste like candy.
I know. They're so delicious. I mean, they put that dying fetus on the carton, but it makes it taste awesome.
Yeah.
Is on the other side of that picture sugar? Because those cigarettes are sweet.
Yeah.
There's something so European and in other South America or any other outside of America cigarettes are delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, they go down so smoothly. They're phenomenal tasting. And also the booze are better. So that's my new rule. I only smoke and drink outside of America.
Well, because in America, you're coping.
Yes.
Yeah. And outside, you're having a nice time. You're living it up.
Yeah. You're thriving. Vacation.
You know that weird word we don't use enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That weird feeling?
Slay.
Yeah.
Every now and then you look around and you go, hold on, am I thriving?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, ripping a cig in the cold in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bummer.
Not thriving.
But also, I love
surviving.
That.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, because you're trying to get by and it's something romantic about it that we've romanticized about it. But when you're in Mexico City and the sun is setting and you're drinking red wine and also having a cigarette,
right.
and you're going, oh, wait, 17 pesos to a dollar, I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
That's called thriving.
But can I tell you what I love about the Cleveland and the cold cigarette is that it's not romantic.
I know.
It's like a job.
Yeah.
I'm clocking in to smoke this fucking cigarette
right now.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. It's terrible.
We're sick puppies. Yeah. We're capitalist pig sick puppies.
Right.
And we're like, I'm actually in charge. This is something I like. We don't like it.
No.
I like it.
You don't like it.
You didn't choose.
You don't like it.
Because if you did, you'd want something a little greater for yourself.
No, yeah. Why don't you date someone who takes more than 100K in every year and stop pretending you like this suffering?
It's, you know what it is? Because you want to survive more because that's the world you were taught to live in. So you want to replicate that over and over again.
I agree with you. Yeah. I also take issue with you saying this to me. Miss, I'm taking a bus to Pittsburgh.
You'll hear this from a man, but you won't take it from no woman.
Yeah,
that's right. Understand.
Women insist on suffering. All of us.
I do.
Yeah.
And it's my disease. Now my back hurts because I insisted on taking a bus
this
from fucking Pittsburgh.
Saying.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. We're both guilty of this.
Yeah. Demand. You should demand more.
Wow.
Don't be content to merely survive.
My favorite cigarette.
I saw it in a movie trailer.
My favorite cigarette is not a vacation cigarette. It's a time theft cigarette.
Yeah, that's
if
horrible.
If I'm still clocked in.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No, now I'm getting paid to smoke.
That's so wild.
I love that cigarette. So I love sitting on a toilet with my pants still on, vaping while I'm clocked in.
Yeah.
Oh, I love time theft.
God, we should go to Kunal's house on Sunday, listen to fucking the Lilith Fair playlist.
I'll make you brunch. Yeah. You'll have a frittata that'll change your life.
I'm obsessed with this idea.
Ooh, what a fucking
true
ally.
I bet you make the shit out of a frittata.
Are you kidding me? We'll do like bagels and we'll get lox.
My God.
Do you fucks with lox?
Of course I fucks with
lox. I don't
know. I can get into lox.
Yeah. Some we do a pastrami lox in our house every so often. I'd love to have
lovely.
You gals over, to be honest.
Let's do it. Let's have a fun time.
My girlfriend likes company, but you know, company that are more self-actualized.
Because
if we're talking about comedy, she'll throw everybody out.
Rightfully
so.
Ooh, and that goes. Let's take a little break, and then we can go into our next segment.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect
wow.
Swing.
We're bobbing. We're weaving. We'll be back, girls. Know your worth. And we're back. So,
we got a lot of ground to cover.
We got a lot of ground to cover. This is live and fresh from TikTok.
This is unfolding as we speak.
Yes. Breaking news. So the woman who played Professor Sprout in Harry Potter was interviewed, and she
basically called all you guys who like Harry Potter adult dork virgin losers.
She dragged everyone for filth. I'll play what she said. It is so succinct.
It's perfect.
I'm obsessed with this woman.
I'm going to pull my pants down first.
Yes. Everyone start jerking it now. Yeah. All right. So this is Miriam Margolyes, a.k.a. Professor Sprout.
5 years ago. And it's for children.
Miriam Margolyes, who played one of the Hogwarts professors, laughed at adult fans who organized Harry Potter-themed events.
I do cameos and people say, oh, we're having a Harry Potter-themed wedding. I think, gosh, what's their first night of fun going to be?
Boom! That's all we need to hear.
Yeah.
Got you.
How do you like that roasting?
She goes, and I can tell by your energy, you don't know how to fuck.
Yeah.
And she's like a 80-year-old woman.
I know.
This is who I want to be as an old lady.
I'm obsessed with this.
Yes.
Because she's right.
She is right. It's
every
enough.
Adult who's obsessed with Harry Potter is, you're a baby and a weirdo.
Virgin
and
loser.
I don't like you.
Same
and you're
thing
a virgin
with Disney
dork
adults.
Yes.
As well. Also losers. You know what playground? You know what theme park I respect more than anything in the world?
I love you calling it a playground.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
It is a playground.
It is. Yeah. You know what theme park I respect the most? Legoland. You want to know why I respect Legoland? Yeah. No adults without children.
Yes.
Is that a rule?
That's a rule.
That's
it's
great.
A hard rule.
No pedophiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a no pedophile zone.
My friend has kids, said, listen, we're going to Legoland. You could come with us because they won't let you in unless you have children. I go, the fact that I don't says enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I
beautiful.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Yes.
You can't roll in here with some sort of VI, like I wave a child that may not be my own
ugh.
As a way to get in. No. Stay out there until you're responsible enough or dumb enough to have a kid of your own.
Thank you.
Throw adults who go to Disney alone in, don't even throw them out.
Pedophiles.
Throw them into a pit.
Right.
Throw them into a pit. Light the whole thing on fire.
Gun to the head.
We're done
absolutely.
With it. You're going to propose at Disneyland?
Disgusting.
Ay, ay, ay. I'm so over
also,
you.
Also, a lot of the responses from people, because people are stitching this video and being like, which is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are like, Harry Potter is how I escape my trauma.
Ugh. How about deal with it?
How about let's go to a therapist? Let's get on
You're
meds.
You're 27. It's time to stop escaping it. Yes. Talk to somebody about it.
Hufflepuff is not a substitute for medication.
Hufflepuff is not a mental hospital.
It does sound like a good one, though.
It does sound like a good one. It sounds like one of the ones where there's a horse.
Just admit you're Slytherin, and that's okay.
Yes.
That's all it is. We're all in that which way.
And then
deal
take that
with
information
it.
And throw it away, because nobody fucking cares that you're a Slytherin.
Like the
that's
series,
nothing.
Don't make it your life.
Yes.
That's it.
I'll say this. I don't even like the series.
Yeah.
I'm going to, okay. Now,
I don't even like the stuff.
This is where I'm going to be the other guy.
I got to book three and stopped.
I didn't even get into it. I haven't seen one full Harry Potter movie.
Really?
I don't care for it.
I respect it.
All right. I'm again, just like the pedophile stance. I'm going to be the anti guy. I love the books. I love the movies.
Sure.
Sometimes when I'm upset or it's wintertime, I throw one on.
I get it. Listen, it's like Men in Rocky.
Yeah.
I understand.
Throwing a movie on is different.
Yeah.
Than going to a theme park.
I agree.
Right.
Or throwing a costume on.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting a tattoo.
Totally. Now, here's the thing. I think you can also do that. What I don't think you can do is admit in public that you're a loser.
Or
stop telling people that you're a loser. Can we at least, if you're going to do losers,
be a loser in private.
Yes. Yeah. Go to your stupid 10-sided die meeting, whatever you need to do.
Well, Dungeons and Dragons is cool.
Well, someone's fucking a guy who plays Dungeons. This is the thing.
Oof.
I like a dork. I like some level of dork. I'm with it. But like, if you're a dork, you're not going to be shooting up a school. Yeah. Like, you're harmless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, my boyfriend had the courtesy to not open with it.
That's fair.
We were already like dating when he brought it up.
There's something so like Dungeons and Dragons people, Harry Potter people, they're really in. I understand the love of it.
Sure.
But there's a line. There's a hard line that you can cross.
Yeah.
And when you cross that area, you're an outward loser.
Yes.
And I will say this.
Right. Keep it in.
If you're going to cross that line to the point where like your apartment is Harry Potter themed.
Yes.
You have clothes that you wear regularly that are Harry
Potter
themed. You have tattoos. If you're going to be that guy, then I want you to go, oh, this? Yeah, I'm a dork loser.
Yes.
That's it.
And then I like you. Now I like you.
Yeah.
I love the video game series Zelda, and I'm a massive loser about it.
Yeah. Right.
It's disgusting.
But to tell me to my face that I'm wrong for thinking you're a loser, that's gaslighting.
Yeah. No.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Right.
I'm right about this.
If you walk into my house, there are Zelda coasters. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I'm a loser.
Beautiful.
And you're a loser, and it's okay.
And there are cups that go on top of that Zelda.
There are.
Yeah. Is there a painting there I commissioned from a friend of the Triforce? It is.
Oh, my God.
Does my girlfriend have to go, yeah, I know, I get it. And I go, I'm sorry.
But you fuck your girlfriend and you make lavender things.
Exactly.
And you hide this.
Yes.
We get to, if you have dorkdom, I get to learn that about you.
Right.
Yeah. And when my boyfriend plays Dungeons and Dragons, if I'm at his apartment, his friends come over and I go, well, I'll see you fellas later. And I don't watch.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course. Have I played a Dungeons and Dragons axe throwing game with these fans before? I have.
Yeah.
Was I the axe master / dungeon master? Yes. Do these people take it seriously? Of course they do. But you got to have a little bit of reality in there, too.
You got to have a dash of reality.
Just a dash.
A little bit, yeah. There's people who there's not even a little scent of reality.
There are people who are acting like they're oppressed.
Yes.
When we call them losers for this.
Yes.
And like that's bonkers.
And that's like what we said with the You're Weird, That's Weird segment.
You're weird. This is weird.
I gotta you have to have a little hubris when I go, that stinks, dude.
Own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Own it.
Yeah. Well, now, Kunal, we're thrilled to have you on the pod.
Thank you.
You are a firecracker and a delight.
Appreciate it.
You have a respectfully segment.
Well, here we go. Respectfully, if you're going to look down on the homeless, the destitute, those who aren't doing well, but at the same time, you know, see these folks sleeping on a park bench, sleeping on a subway, but at the same time, take joy in the fact that you got a row on a plane to yourself, got a row on a bus to yourself, and take it as a moment of pride. You need to check yourself.
Yeah.
You are a few steps away from being them yourself.
Calls coming from inside the house.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Answer it. Realize something. These people are going through some shit.
Up.
All right. And you to sit there and be like, I can't believe they just stretched themselves out. And meanwhile, you get on a Spirit airline and then tell everybody who's willing to hear all 300 of your Instagram followers that, oh, by the way, I got the whole row to myself. Oh, what a luxury. No, you're a loser.
Or these people who bring things on the plane for sleeping.
Yeah.
You know when you're on a plane and someone has a full regular size pillow and a blanket?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Absolutely.
Fuck you.
Yeah. This, you know what? Grow up, get to first class the way you're meant to be doing
Thank
things.
Thank you.
And if
finally.
You can't, sit there and coach and suffer.
Yeah.
But don't be sitting there and looking at these homeless people like, why are they stretched out? Because that's their plane.
Everyone wants to be like an inch better than the other person.
Of course.
It's like, I can't be discernibly better because I'm in the same fight, but just this tiny little inch so I can feel like I'm a bigger guy than you.
I do a bad thing on a plane.
What do you do?
I don't look down on homeless people because when I get on a plane, you know what I do? I take my fucking shoes off.
Oh, you dog. Yeah.
I take my fucking shoes off. And I'm wearing socks, Ronnie.
Ronnie's
I'm wearing
upset.
Thick socks,
Thank
Ronnie.
You,
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
But here's the thing. Okay, I'll explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am a carry-on girl. I don't like checking a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my shoes have big platforms and they don't fit in the carry-on. So I have to wear the big platform shoes on the plane. I already have long legs. Yeah, the platform. My legs don't fit in the seat. I got to take the shoes off.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, girl. Up top. All right, I'm taking my shoes off too.
All right,
they're coming out.
I'm kicking them off.
Yeah, and they're sneakers, and they're comfortable, and I like them. But it doesn't matter. Puppy's got to breathe.
Puppy's got to breathe.
And you dare look down at the homeless when you're taking.
But
your,
I don't.
I know that's what
but
I'm saying.
But I don't.
When people do.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Also, New York City's homeless. It's goddamn tragic. The shit that we're seeing. It is fucking insane. Like, people to be like, oh, my God, look at this aberration. This is the system. You're looking at the system. This isn't, like, one weak person.
And then you have the gall to be a dem lib after you've seen that. Grow up.
Yeah.
I'll also say this. If you live in New York City and you look at homeless people and you think you're nothing like them, I dare you to have to take a shit far away from your apartment.
Absolutely.
You're homeless now.
Yeah. 100%.
Everyone you are homeless. You are doing homeless math now.
That's all it takes. Four steps and you're out there sleeping on the train.
Yeah.
And you think you're somehow better?
You're
bigger?
Begging a Starbucks barista for the bathroom code?
Yeah.
You know who else does that? Homeless people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're just a couple steps away from mixing ketchup and hot water and calling it tomato soup.
That felt very real for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, you know?
There's also, you can see in big major cities, especially ones with, like, massive wealth and massive wealth disparity, which is kind of all of them now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the train once, and it was Pride, and, like, everyone was in, like, beautiful outfits, and there was joy. Mm-hmm. People were, like, voguing, glitter.
Music, Lady Gaga.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And I was being like, oh, wow, this city is, like, really so beautiful in how people are allowed to be themselves. And then a homeless guy with no fucking legs gets into the train and is pulling his body along.
Jeez.
And the stumps are dragging.
Mm-hmm.
No one else is, everyone's trying to not
Everybody
look
else
at
is
it.
Still voguing.
Yes. And I'm like, this is how you snap.
Yeah.
Like seeing this.
There's a homeless guy that we all know on the L train with no face. He has no face.
Oh, the no face guy.
That guy has no face.
100%.
And we just have to be like, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've met people who have the gall to be like, he has a bad attitude. He lives on a train and has no face. And you want him to fix his, you want him to be charming?
Right.
Is this the burn no face guy?
Yeah.
God, it's horrible.
I mean, zero face on that man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God, love him.
And just to be like, they're lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're insane.
You try getting a job with no face.
You try sleeping on a train.
Yeah.
Just in general. It's the warmest place in the city during the winter.
Yeah.
And you're somehow going to be like, oh, I can't believe they're taking up three seats. It's like, what are you out of your mind?
I'll say this. You try staying awake on a train.
Yeah.
Late at night. I'm on that train. That thing is lulling me to
sleep.
You're
going like, it's dip. Wait, what kind of homeless? Is this wrong to cosplay homeless? What kind of homeless would you guys be? Where would you go? Where would you stay?
I mean, I would be on the hardest drugs I could find.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know those people who are like, don't give homeless people money, they'll spend it on drugs? I'd spend it all on drugs. It's all going to drugs.
I mean,
I would find one of those little encampments.
Yeah.
And I would use my charm and my wit to make them like me.
Definitely going to get myself a nice shopping cart. Ooh. That's my
shopping
first.
Cart is good.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my first move, is to get a good shopping cart, and then begins the collection of things that I'm going to need to
get
me by.
You're gonna do cans? We doing cans?
I don't know if necessarily it might be a can situation. I feel like that's a very competitive field.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I'm necessarily ready for the big leagues.
There's probably turf war.
Yeah, there's definitely turf wars. I've seen people fighting around these for recyclables in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I think it's a tough situation to get myself into.
I know the people who do the cans in my neighborhood, and I don't want to fuck with them.
Right.
No, the cans people.
I might
are
be clever
the most
sign guy. That might be my jam.
Sign.
Clever sign. Like a good clever.
I love clever sign.
Love clever sign.
Yeah.
I think it's the most innocuous. I think something, it's not as irritating. I don't think that I'm gonna try not to get a dog, but I know how I am. I might end up getting
a dog.
I might be getting a dog.
Yeah.
You know what else I would do? Mm-hmm. Fake pregnant homeless.
Great.
I would
move.
Big time do fake pregnant
Absolutely.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a baby and the sitting on the
I would just
ground.
Shove all my clothes under my shirt and have a sign that says pregnant and homeless.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I always give the pregnant, I'm giving everything I got.
Of course.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I know a lady who sits on 6th Avenue who's been pregnant for 6 years.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Love her. God love her.
And salute to that lady. Yeah. I'm in the parks. That's where I'm going.
The parks are good.
I'm in the parks.
Parks is a good one.
Because the parks have caves. This is what we don't know.
It's true.
And you can light fires in caves.
This.
And that's warmth. Okay.
You also light a fire in a trash can.
Yeah,
but everyone's going to try to make you put it out.
I mean, I know some subway stations, they don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
You can set that place on fire, too.
End of the line. But, like, there's caves, there's bodies of water. Maybe I'm not washing myself in the bodies of water, but I'm sitting and staring
at it. I'm floating.
I'm floating. Maybe I'm killing myself in it.
Yeah.
There was a homeless guy in Prospect Park that was hitting women with sticks. That was terrifying. And so I think you also have to fight the other park. I think like cans.
Yeah.
Park
that's
homeless.
That's an encampment.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good
right.
gang to get into.
Yeah.
Or if you can find a section of the subway that you can kind of chill out in.
Yeah.
There are places like that. When I used to live in Kensington in Brooklyn, there was a guy who had like a massive newspaper fort. And they just kind of let him be.
Love that.
And I swear like I somebody would bring Tompkins. Him Chinese food every now and again. And he seemed to be chilling.
I live near Tompkins Square Park. Guy. There's a section of the park that just is homeless encampment.
Yeah.
And nobody fucks with them, and they don't fuck with anybody. Mm-hmm. And I would go, hello, fellas. I have a few things I could offer.
I love how the
holes,
voice.
Holes, et cetera. Could I join the camp?
I got a different kind of cans for you, boys.
I would like to join the camp, please. Sure, I'll be your wife if I can sleep in your bed.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's where women have the edge.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just got to jerk off on the train and make it everyone else's problem.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, when it comes to the homeless society, it's actually a matriarchal situation.
Yeah.
Most don't know about the homeless. Which is
it's definitely easy to be a homeless woman.
It's very girl very girl boss. I'm saying that factually and unironically.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break, then we'll finish this bitch off.
Love it.
Let's do it. This has been such an analytical, dare I say, almost a science and anthropology podcast.
Yeah, I think we're answering a lot of questions.
Yeah, for sure. Pedophiles, homelessness,
we're getting to the bottom
dead
of a lot
parents,
of stuff.
Theme parks.
Oh my God, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, dork virgin losers.
Yeah.
Being a loser inside.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big question. So me and Lizzie are both you're in a relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about this the other day with significant others and friend groups. Many questions. Number one, do you care if they like your friend group?
Let's start with that.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just do one at a time.
Does
it matter to you if your significant other likes your friends?
Only, it depends on what friends.
Okay, that's big.
I play favorites
like
here.
Yeah.
Like there's one friend who's a non-negotiable.
Yep.
Yep.
And if you don't like him, you definitely don't like me.
Something wrong with you. Yeah.
Like this, he's the closest to me.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And then there's
is
a
this
whole,
someone we know?
No, it's not somebody you know. But it's just like, and she, nobody could ever hate this guy. He's so phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's better than me, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to fuck him.
Yeah. I mean, if he didn't have a wife and two kids, I'd understand.
Keep your eye out.
Yeah. But then the rest of it is a glass menagerie.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave
Ooh.
It.
All right.
All right. A you want to throw some of these out? I get it. She's looked at some of my friends and gone, this guy sucks. And I go, yeah, you ain't telling anyone anything new, sister.
Yeah, that's a lot of male friends where you're like, he stinks, but he's fun sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you hang out with this guy? He keeps you out till 7 in the morning. And I go, that's why
That's why he's a piece of shit and I want to be a piece of shit
He's
sometimes.
My 7 in the morning friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I need you. I agree. I have a few friends that are non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, I need you to fake it. Yeah. If you don't like them, I need you to
be
fucking
cordial.
Be cordial. Yeah. I need you to be cool. Yeah, I need you to be pleasant and cool and fix your face and act like you like them. And then we can get an Uber and you can go, hey, yay, hey, that one, huh? Absolutely. Yay, 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 yay.
Yeah, yeah.
When the car door closes, the shit talking begins.
I mean, we said this once before, but one of the great things about having a significant other is the joy of talking shit about the people closest to you.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, breaking them down psychologically.
Because you can't do that within your friend group.
No. Because it will come
too
out.
Messy.
It will come out.
Yeah.
But when it's just you and your partner, you can go, I mean, he's great, but the yapping.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about this situation? Because this has happened to me before, because I'm guilty sometimes of having a girl bestie, not you, but I've gone through a lot of girl besties that are not nice to me, and I don't know.
Right.
Because I'm like a kicked puppy who just like thinks I deserve to be treated that way. Sometimes a significant other will come in and he'll be like, hey, like slowly over time, he'll kind of let me like say it, but he'll...
And then he'll agree. He'll validate.
Yeah. And he'll be like, she's actually not... That actually wasn't very nice to you. But so that's the situation where I do appreciate when they don't like a significant other, when they know that person is not
nice
to me.
Well, this is a tough line.
But it's very tough.
Because you need to make sure that when you're a woman dating a man... You need to make sure that he's not isolating you from your friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's what they do before they hit you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If a guy's going, I don't think you can trust Andrea, I'm going, you want to lay your little hands on me, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Because Andrea is
because
scary
you know I'm
going to
tell her.
Stop it. Yeah, yeah.
If you just asked nicely, I'd let you do it anyway.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a good time. Yeah.
I understand the isolation aspect, but I have zero qualms telling my girl if her friends stink.
Thank you.
Well, if I smell a whiff of crap, I let them know. And listen, she's got plenty of friends. Also, she's so busy.
That
it doesn't, if she had nothing going on, then the isolation aspect, I could understand one could make an argument that way.
Yeah.
But she's so damn busy, we don't even hang out that much.
Yeah.
So, which is lovely.
Yeah, which is great. But it's like, I think you should have no problem pulling the person you're with off to the side and going, A, this chick, blows.
Yes.
You need to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Drop the dead weight.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to know what you're doing? You're ruining my good time.
That's what I'm saying.
You come home and you complain about this loser, and then I got to hear about it, even though I told you I was high 20 minutes ago.
Yes.
I don't need this.
I don't need this.
I got to hear about the bitchy thing that she did.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately maybe stereotyping women a little bit. Sometimes you carry the dead weight friend because you feel bad for them, but they're mean to you at the same time. So you're in this hell where
men
you're like,
men do it too. There's times when my girl has had to come to me and be like, every time you bring up X, it's never anything good.
Yeah.
And when she said that to me, the reality sat in and I was like, oh, this guy's he's trash.
Yeah. He's a big
and you
got to
cut this person off too.
Yeah, I agree.
I like cutting people out of my life.
Oh, I love
Call
it.
Call me a seamstress,
snip.
Baby.
Oh my God, yes. Snip, 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 snip. I got a samurai sword.
Oh, I'm just surgical
heads
with it.
Off. Oh my God, I love it.
They don't even know sometimes when they're cut out.
Oh. They have no idea. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
And then I get to know
in my
head.
And then you run into them and they go, I haven't seen you in a while. And you go, crazy, right?
Isn't that wild?
And then you go, yeah, we should.
Yeah. It's like, I called you the other day. I was like, it's interesting. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah. Someone I have never been friends with who I don't like, I didn't see for a while. And then she hit me with a, I haven't seen you in a long time. And I went,
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That felt good.
You're like a god.
My favorite is to hit him. First of all, I don't like cliches. And because they're such general forms to use against people when they deserve more specific things.
Specific's so good.
Yeah, it's so much better. But when you banish someone to this outer world where they're no longer your friend, and you just go, yeah, man, I'll just see you out there, you know?
Oh!
Man, I'll just see you out
I'll
there.
I'll see you when I see you.
I'll see you when I see you. That's the one. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, kick rocks.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Hit the bricks, loser. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at an LCD. So this happened a lot. This happened, unfortunately, when I started dating my now fiance with boyfriends I had, friends who were boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That either I started to realize that they perhaps had romantic feelings towards me because the serious boyfriend posed like a real threat. Or I was their little emotional labor.
That one's big.
Girlfriend, and they didn't have access to me to fucking run their goddamn mouth about some bullshit they were up to. And I really saw some of them go kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I had to go, oh, you weren't my friend.
You know, yeah, a guy has never been your friend when he has an issue with every guy you date.
Yeah.
You go, oh.
Huh. That yeah. is very, yeah, that's, friend. Yeah, that's true.
Now,
that
you could
true.
Be a girl like me who dates a series of men who are mean to you.
Yeah.
And maybe that guy is your friend and he's looking out for you.
Yeah, but it's like.
But then once you get the nice boyfriend, he's got to go, hey, man, this is great.
Right.
And if he doesn't, yeah. The problem is that boy's in love with you.
Yeah.
It becomes a slippery, it's like a hard situation because. Sometimes a girl will be dating a series of losers.
Yeah.
And right. even if they deem Guilty. That person to be nice,
yeah.
then you got to sit there and be like, no, 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 this person is also a loser.
Yeah.
You can't date this loser.
Yeah.
And you
well,
gotta-
that's why I have to introduce a guy to my friends
mm-hmm.
because I have bad loser dar.
Mm.
Yeah.
I keep dating these losers who are mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I used to not introduce boys to my friends.
Well, yeah, because you don't
and
want that
I
reality.
Go, now I go, good in here.
Yeah.
You're going to meet 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are going to ask you a question. And at the end of the night, I'll decide if I still like you.
Right.
And if they don't like Andrea... then something stinky.
Something stinky. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a little intense when I first meet people, but I think I'm well-meaning.
When you met my boyfriend, the two of you talked for 40 minutes while I silently ate cheesecake.
I'm going to be honest.
You were like, so where'd you grow up? What? And he was like, yeah.
I mean, there are worse ways to sit there being silent than
no,
eating
it was
a
great,
cheesecake.
It's great.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Great.
I don't, and while your friend's being, while your boyfriend's being quizzed yeah. hard.
Also,
yeah.
I need you to be able
yeah.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to be able to eat cheesecake while you handle this.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because if I know it's a bad guy, if I'm going, well, he's, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I can just eat cheesecake,
right.
you're in.
And I'm asking him questions and I'm like, oh, interesting. I start writing in the notebook.
Yeah. You're okay. like, haven't been to therapy since May, but it's because of your health insurance
pussy.
Lapsed.
Right.
Oh, we're dealing with a spineless pussy.
All four grandparents are alive?
Interesting. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That guy wouldn't make it past the first date with me. I'd no. go beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we care if our, so we did, if they like our significant others, like
our, little, friends. Little,
our friends
and our friends like our significant other. Now, do we care about liking a friend's significant other? And I mean, let's go beyond, let's not count like if they're bad to them, if they're abusive. I'm just talking personality. If this is someone you wouldn't necessarily be friends with,
mm-hmm.
but they're nice to your friend, does that matter? Do you care?
Do so if my buddy is dating somebody
like a close friend
a close friend is dating somebody who I can't stand
who just is just annoying just stinks.
A nothing burger not a threat
but just a stinky hang
yeah
eventually what it comes down to is there's just a part of them that you haven't been able to accept
wow
That was a really great answer.
And it's just like, and in a lot of ways, the boat is being prepared
yeah.
and you're about to lose that person and
yeah.
you just don't know it yet. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I also think that I've had friends with significant others who just have a little stink, a little thing I don't like about them. And you go, well, I love my friend, so I'll deal with this.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do. And then you got to realize this person also, if they're, it's working, they love each other, that it's all working out. You just got to let you're on the docks.
Yeah.
yeah.
They're getting on that boat and it's sayonara.
Yeah.
yeah.
Have a good
and then,
one. And that's it.
And then if that friend comes to me and goes, you know, I've been feeling a little weird about so-and-so. I go, and he interrupts me a lot.
Yeah.
He interrupts me a lot,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the percentage? Okay, so a general, like, they're not a good hang, but that's fine type thing. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
What's the percentage you can, like, really dislike the person's personality before?
20.
20?
I'm willing to give, if we reach 50%, I might have to say something.
Yeah.
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 I'm going 20 because I'm bad at, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very bad at being phony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very bad at pretending to like someone I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's more than 20,
right.
I'm not going to be able to adjust.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to fix my face. I'm not
yeah.
going to be able to fix my attitude. Maybe something I should work on about myself. But as of right now, this is the case and it's true.
Yeah.
I say let it fly. If your face gives it away, it has to give
right.
it away.
But
yeah.
then I'm, but no. then now we're going to have awkwardness and there's mm-hmm. going to be a thing and blah, blah, blah. So I need 20 or less so that we can all be cool and hang out.
Yeah.
I'll give you 49%.
Or I can take 49 as long as you don't make me hang out with them.
Yeah. That's also good, too.
I'm saying 20 yeah. if you're going to bring them everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I hate when people bring
the
them
bring
everywhere.
The bring them everywhere is
a nightmare.
Your
significant other is not your babysitter.
Not.
Why are they everywhere?
Also, they're yeah. not our friend.
No,
yeah.
I know. And what I love about my fiance, number one, likes to be alone a lot.
Great.
Secure, likes to
we
be alone.
Mm-hmm.
When we're hanging out, most of the time, just us hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very fun. He makes the effort to come out to the stuff,
yeah.
into the necessary thing. He does not like my comedian friends. And it's he likes Lizzie, but he does not like hanging out with comedians. And I fucking...
Sounds like a guy with taste.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's like, they're all riffing. Everyone's mean and crazy. Yeah. I know you love this and this is your love language, but I don't know everyone and I can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
Send me off to be with my friends.
This is why my comedian friends, significant others like me, because I like to make them feel included.
Yes. And that's the best. This is the thing situation. I hate about comedians.
Yeah.
When I bring the significant other around and you guys are all talking about a fucking bar show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And inside baseball.
Grow
and
up.
People's names who they don't know and they have no context for the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's trash.
Absolutely.
And this is the point I've made to my comedian friends and they don't seem to get it. It's fucking crowd work, dog.
Right.
Ask him what he does for a living.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You don't know how to ask a follow-up question? It's crowd work.
Yes.
Just talk to the guy.
Do you need someone to film it?
Right.
Is that what's going to make the difference?
Yeah. Are we doing a reel?
Do we have to clip this?
Yeah. It's insane when I see people just going like, you know, actually the reality of it had hit me recently when my girl said to me, she was like, I've known these people for almost 10 years. And they have no idea what I do for a living.
Yes.
Yes.
And we were at a wedding and we was
and
like.
And I think it happens more to women who are
dating absolutely.
Comedians.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, every one of my comic, my male comics friends, and even the reverse, female, like significant others.
Yeah.
I know what their significant other does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I ask these questions.
How's
because,
your job now?
Yeah. What are you up to? What's going on? I remember talking to somebody like, oh, you do this, you do that. Oh, you work for this app and what's the busy season like? Is it in the summer?
Right.
And it's just like, these are the questions because it's interesting as opposed to sitting there and going, oh man, I can't believe this person got this thing in this business that doesn't
Who
matter.
Who cares?
I'll also say this as like somebody who does something like this where we have like a community of weirdos, blah, blah, blah. It's your job to protect your significant other and only bring them around the people who are going to do that.
Yeah.
Because like the first time I brought my boyfriend to like a big hang with a lot of our friends, it was because I knew they were the right ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we got there and they went, you're a doorman. Tell me everything about
that. Right.
Yeah.
I want to know everything. One of our friends told him to write a book.
Yeah.
He was like, you have such great stories. You should write a book. Those are the people you bring them around. Not the fucking nobody, nothing burgers.
Absolutely
who
not.
Who are like, how do you get booked on them? Shut up.
You know what a game I play with myself now, which is very enlightening, because again, because I'm a person who likes people who are mean to me and doesn't realize it. I go, during conversation, keep track of how many times this person asks you a single question about yourself or your life. Shocking.
Yeah.
Sometimes... not even once.
Yeah, I don't bring my girl around for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, she's also busy. And it's like doing her own thing, which is great. But it's like at the same time, you just don't want to put them in that place. I remember one time we had like, she'd come to something and she was just like, and she was going to come to something. And I was like, you don't want to come to this party? You know this person. She's like, a room full of comedians? No thanks.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Self.
Love that about her.
Self-confidence.
Yeah.
Self-secure.
Yeah.
We love that. Whew, guys, we covered
did a lot.
A lot of ground.
We covered a lot.
We fucking motor mouthed our way through everything in
we
society.
Sure did.
This is over?
I think,
here?
I
know.
I think we're going to walk outside into like a perfect utopia. I think we fixed it.
The weather is calling for it.
I think we're there.
Yeah.
It is. Kunal, you've been a fantastic guest.
Thank
we
you so
love
much.
You.
I know.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You for
thank
coming
you.
On.
What what's the name of your podcast again?
It's called You Both Suck. It's me and my co-host, Dara Pollack. It's basically Am I the Asshole, except with people who actually went to therapy.
Oh,
amazing.
God
so
bless.
There we go. And you know, we do that. We have people send in their squabbles, as we call them.
Awesome.
You could email them, you could send a voice note. We don't play the voice note, we just transcribe it. And we got that. It's the You Both Suck podcast on Instagram. And of course, you could follow me for my nonstop waterfall of comedy clips at All Day KCA.
Oh my God. He's wonderful. If you like our pod, you're going to love his pod.
Yeah.
Lizzie, where can they follow you? Find you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end, and listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences.
Andrea?
Andrea
Comedy 69 on Instagram and TikTok. I really am getting dementia.
That's okay.
And all of our pod clips are on TikTok. By the way, thank you all the girlies who liked our recent clip about
gossip.
Yeah,
shout out to the girlies on TikTok.
You guys are awesome. And
I have loved this podcast once I started seeing the clips come from it.
Thank you.
And I just see, I remember just, I left like a comment. I think I might have texted you or I might have commented on something.
Uh-oh.
But I was like, keep these coming. Keep pumping these out.
The best.
Thanks,
you know?
Buddy.
Of course. You're welcome.
I'm very proud of it.
And the feeling is mutual about your clips.
You.
Yeah,
you.
Love
I appreciate
them.
It.
And go to our YouTube, speaking of video content, go to our YouTube. We got all the full vids there. We might be wearing cool things. You
get
might
in the
see
pool,
it.
See what we look like.
Yeah.
And now we're all going to go into the woods to die.
See you later. And good night.